The Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and greetings once again to all the saints and my friends who are in tune with the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. I have a very important subject for our consideration at this time, and one which is very essential for the spiritual welfare of every child of God. So you stay with me now, and don't turn off your radio until you hear the conclusion of this matter. The title of it we shall call The Church of Your Choice. I am thinking of this very common expression used freely these days by many different people of various religious beliefs and background. It is used, no doubt, with much sincerity and a feeling of liberality by granting to each one the power to choose which church they shall become a member of. Therefore, the church of your choice is very widely used. Now, I would like to ask you this question. Is there a scripture in the Bible which either makes this statement directly or indirectly implies such a freedom of choice? There is no question but that it is of vital importance to become a member of the church. Most of us will agree readily to this. But someone may ask, which church should I join? Again, let me refer you to the Bible and inquire of those who are familiar with its teaching. Does any scripture in its pages command a child of God to join any denomination? If so, I have not found it. I have found a scripture here in Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 5 and 6, which speaks of a desire to join something. Let me read it to you. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people hath been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. Here we have a prophecy which is certainly applicable to the conditions existing in the religious world of today. Many good and precious people have become so utterly ashamed of those who profess to be followers of God by their greed for money, pleasure, and the honor of this world that they have turned away from it all with the question in their minds, is there anything to religion after all? Or they might say, I'm just as good as another person I know who is a member in good standing of such a denomination. He attends the dances, card parties, and movies, and yet is acceptable in the social circles because he pays his dues and assessment. Now, my friends, let us brush aside the customs, traditions of men, and teachings which are so prevalent, and take a good perspective look at what the New Testament teaches. Jesus said to Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. After gathering material for this spiritual building or kingdom of God, he did build his church and set it in order on the day of Pentecost. Look at Acts 2:47. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Also see Hebrews 8:2. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. So we see then that God's church is a spiritual building and made up of members who are added to the church by the Lord himself. He keeps the record of the membership. In Psalms 87:5-6 we read, And of Zion it shall be said, This and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. Selah. And speaking of the membership record, look at what Jesus said to the 70 who were rejoicing after he had sent them out with such power and authority to preach deliverance and healing. In Luke 10:20 we read, Notwithstanding in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. When Nicodemus inquired of the kingdom of God, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Christ himself is the door into this fold. Look at John 10:7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And again in verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Now someone may ask, then what is the name of this church? Look at 1 Corinthians 1:2. Unto the church of God which is at Corinth. And again at Acts 20:28. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. So we see then, it is not left to us to choose the name of God's church, for he has already named it the church of God. Now this kingdom of God is also the body of Christ, which is active today. Look at Ephesians 1:22-23. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Parts of this family of God are in heaven now, and part of them in this world. Look at Ephesians 3:15, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. The scriptures also teach us that this body of believers shall be united in one, both they who have died and they who remain alive at the coming of the Lord. Let us read 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now there you have it, friends. I've endeavored to give you the word. There are many other scriptures which could be added to this message, but time will not permit. So then it is not for one to select the church of your choice, but to select the church of God's choice. Nevertheless, we are very plainly warned of conditions which will prevail in these times. In 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4 we read, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. God forbid that we should be satisfied to hear only smooth words to ease our conscience and rock us to sleep in the cradle of sin. What we need is the truth of the Word of God, which will make us free." Notice these poetic verses, which were written a good many years ago. The Bible is our rule of faith, and Christ alone is Lord. All we are equal in His sight when we obey His word. No earthly master do we know, to man who will not bow, but to each other and to God eternal trueness vow. Now let us pray. Our Father, take the words of this message and make them a blessing to the hearts of those who are in tune with the mission trail today. We know that there are hungry hearts who are anxious to hear the word of God. Wilt thou quicken and enliven every heart by these words and make them a blessing to every hungry soul? For we ask it in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Now here is Francis with some excerpts from the letter exchange for today.
We have some interesting letters for today. From California, "Dear Brother Willie and Sister Francis, God bless you in this great gospel work, and may it win many souls to Christ. We'll be praying for you and helping too." From Louisiana, "I was pleased to hear of your broadcast, and it was thrilling to hear your voice bringing such a wonderful message. I hope God will bless you in this undertaking." From Missouri, "Dear ones, we have wanted to write you for the past few weeks. So sorry we have been late with this. We have listened to your broadcast each time and truly appreciate the truth and influence for the Lord Jesus that you are sending. The thought you presented the other night was very impressive about supposing, instead of making our calling and election sure. We have appreciated you sending us the copies of the program. This is all we have time for now."
Thank the Lord for the encouraging letters, and may you each one be rewarded who have helped share the cost of this work of faith. So wherever you may be hearing this broadcast, I pray God's richest blessings may be yours. If we have proven a blessing to you, we would appreciate hearing from you. For I am sure there are many who will hear the message, and I will never know about it in this life. So that makes it doubly important for those of you who will to write me a few lines. And don't forget that this message you're hearing right now is available free of charge to you if you want a copy in typewritten form. Just ask for message number 3365. Remember, the mailing address is The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Continue to look for me at this same time on this same station and tell others about it. Now until our next broadcast, this is Willie Murphy
and Francis
reminding you of the words of the Master when He said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest." Good night.